Rise and AJ News.
John Sterling takes a ball to his face. We have the audio. What does Connecticut do when we spot a moose near an airport? They're not going to like it. And the top five most dangerous cities in Connecticut, all in this newscast.
Wow.
Good morning, comedian Pat Oates.
Good morning. That's a lot to come into. Good morning.
Yeah. I was leaving the car wash in Derby Friday, and Pat's walking by.
What, that was you?
I beat my horn. He looked like... What's your problem?
No, I look like I usually by that car wash, people beep because they're ready to drive out at me when I'm walking from the gym. So I thought I was in the way of the person.
I knew that's what you thought.
Was that Chaz? But I'm like, now I'm going to run back to a car in Ansonia and go, do I know you? Like, I figured you'd text me and say hi.
I was going to give you a ride. Wherever you're gone.
Acknowledge my existence. And stare at the ground. Thanks. Good morning.
Beeping was acknowledging.
Watch Pat ask himself, beep. Look like I saw it.
Like five scariest areas in Connecticut. I saw Pat.
All right, let's start. We played this an hour ago, but I can't get over it. And Phil just showed me the video. So when you watch this, it's more dramatic than it sounds.
Right.
The ball bounces off the table and hits him right in the face.
It's a direct shot.
Boom. In the face.
Yes.
Here it is.
Up the belt. And now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
He should have said, and now the ball's getting close to me. Ow!
I'm not going to lie. I watched it, I'd say, at least 15 times in a row yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just would stop, had to take a breath. And then do it. And I was out loud just going, oh, hit me. He stays in announcer voice.
He does.
I mean, who actually says the word ow?
I do.
I definitely said ow.
I see what you're saying.
He says ow.
He's like pronouncing it properly.
Ow.
He didn't go, ah.
Right. Yeah. Ah. Or, you know, the S word or something.
But he also still.
Well, he's on the air.
Right. He gave you the play-by-play. He goes, it hit me. In case you weren't sure. For those scoring at home.
It hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
It was fielded by the other announcer.
For scoring at home, it's me.
That's a walk-off pitch.
What's interesting is you could see his eyes follow the ball. And then all of a sudden you see it at the table. And it comes up, hits him in the face. And he's surprised.
Right. He is surprised.
You saw it coming.
Right. Yeah. He's sort of like in between. Like, do I want to have my eyes on this sheet that I have in front of me? Do I want to follow the ball? And I think at some point he's like gave up on it. Like, I'm all right.
Here's a thought. Maybe put your hands out and try and catch the ball before it hits in the face.
He's definitely
trying to do something.
Yeah, no, he definitely was not looking when it bounced.
Deflect the ball.
That'd be like if we fired a ball at Chaz during the breaks when he's running over the papers. Like, he's doing so many things.
No, yeah.
Ball
I think Chaz would do a much better job.
But he's looking.
You're looking right at the ball.
The ball.
Right. You see where it's going.
Yeah, but you're never thinking it's coming in that little whole area. He's also in, what, 80? I mean,
84.
Yeah, 84.
That should have killed him.
Right. That's the other remarkable thing about this is he took a ball to the face and kept going.
Right. Back here.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Oh, it's deep to right.
It was a good shot, though. He took a good shot.
It was a pop to my face.
I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people sent people his way.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the thing about the clip that surprised me the most after, like, you go through the Pat thing where you laugh at it 15 times in a row. Is like, how come no one, like, runs over to him? And, like, at no point is anyone like, do you need help? Like, are you all right? Can you continue? Like, they're just like, he's fine.
Right, right. How many fingers are holding up?
They just kind of left him alone.
Nothing. Not even, like, follow up.
I hate to say, but that tells you what kind of guy he is, the people he works with.
Yeah, really.
Because they're like, whatever, dude. Take that shot.
Good luck.
I've been praying for that.
No, I got hit in the head.
That's crazy, just getting hit like that. Because before that, the best hit of like someone like that was when Keith Olbermann's mom got hit with the
it was
ball
a that throw
was thrown yeah. into like it went over first base and hit her in the face. And he was on SportsCenter going, "The ball hit in the crowd and it hit my mom." No, really, that's my mom. He said it on SportsCenter. They closed in on her.
That was the Yankee game too. That was Chuck Knobloch.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Chuck Knobloch.
That was the whole tie-in.
Wow.
Ow. Ow.
Do you have the 911 call where I called? I called 911 once.
It's going to take me a minute, but yes, I'm certain that we still have that.
I'm driving home one night, going through Seymour / Oxford, and there's this rotary. And as I was going through the rotary, I saw this owl.
An owl?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In distress.
Right.
Ooh.
So I'm like, I should call 911.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Right. And then I thought, oh, well, let me get the call and play it on the air, because that's
that was
genius.
That was not a good idea.
And then these morons discover I didn't say the L in owl.
Oh, so you said
emergency. It is at the rotary in Seymour on Route 188.
Yes. Okay. What's going on there?
There's an owl in the middle of the road. An owl. Alive, but it looks injured. It's not moving, and it's creating a traffic situation. But the animal definitely needs some assistance.
Well, send somebody down there. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
There's an owl in the road?
An owl.
Is this Chaz? There's an owie in the road? An owl?
Owl?
What's an owl?
What's an owl?
How we service an owl? Just... Get a boo-boo band-aid, drive yeah. off.
It's just a guy rubbing his knee, crying.
I got an owl! So you're saying the owl has a boo-boo? No!
I also like how you said rotary.
Yes.
It is at the rotary.
The rotary? You were so specific to make sure you pronounce that probably an owl. I used up my pronunciation on rotary. Now what? Everything else is run on.
It sounds like something loud happened. And now I'm talking like this where I can't hear myself?
Yeah.
There's an owl in the middle of the road.
An owl.
An owl.
There's an owl.
An owl.
Owl in the middle of the road.
It's one of them smart birds at that circle thing. Like, what were you supposed to say?
There's an owl in the road, in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. Irish song.
An owl.
An owl.
Yeah, but that sounds weirder saying it now. Owl.
Owl.
That's a brick.
Owl.
It's a brick.
Owl.
She's mighty, mighty.
Money just to hang around. She's a brick.
Owl.
All right, so John Sterling, okay, after taking a ball to the face.
Oh, yeah, he was back the next game.
That was the first time.
A moose, not okay, after breaking the perimeter of Bradley Airport. Spokesman for the airport said they were monitoring a sighting of a moose. They contacted DEEP. DEEP assisted them in evaluating the situation and determining the necessary course of action. And that was killing the moose.
That's so ridiculous. It's a moose, not a gazelle. You corral it. You tranquilize it. You wait till it goes down. You move it.
How do you do all that?
The tranquilizing is interesting because...
it goes down like 10 minutes or so.
They're big.
So you got to kind of watch it. So you, if you can maybe like chase it, corral it up to one area, you know, keep it away from the runway, wherever the hell it is.
I was angry when I saw this story. I was like, really? You have to kill every freaking thing? I thought we have the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
Yeah, how is that protecting?
Like, well, we come right out like, okay.
Right. Who are you protecting?
Right. Environmental protection.
Oh, good. The DEEP is here. They will help
That's
me.
Right.
They will help me. Hey, wait a minute. Why are they putting the gun
out? Wait. The gun's for the other people, right?
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow!
Don't give him a cartoon personality. It makes so much sadder.
Rocky, help! There they move.
I don't know what I don't know, so I don't want to be too judgmental, but it's a bummer.
It just seems that everything, instead of being moved, just gets wasted.
But it's the ironic thing is it's called the environmental protection.
Right. What are you protecting?
We come out.
It's not called moose protection, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Just we have one thing in our playbook.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Exactly. We've been terrible to try just kind of like keep it hemmed in one area, tranquilize the gun, watch it. It's going to get weary. It's going to fall. Then you pick the moose up, you put it in a truck, you take it someplace, and you let him free.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that could go wrong there, and I don't want to defend killing
traffic and blah, 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 blah,
moose. Well, one, if you tranquilize it and it falls, it could break ribs. Now you're, it's a whole nother deal. Then you got to lift it with what? A machine?
Well, it's not going to pancake like the fainting goat. It's going
to
like.
If it doesn't take to the tranquilizer, it pisses it off more.
It's going to be like walking. It's going to start getting more stumbly. It's going to eventually just kind of like lay down. It's not like
no, but there's a lot of different scenarios. This thing, you know, you spook it with a shoot it with the tranquilizer. It doesn't go right down and runs out in front of a car because it's freaked out and it kills a family.
Well, that's why I was thinking just kind of corral it. Here's an idea. You know, block the road off.
How do you corral it? Like guys on horses with ropes?
You just kind of use your vehicles. People, it's kind of like, you know, just kind of like, you know, scare it into like one area. It's more desolate.
Boo, boo. What are you going to do?
I mean, I know what you're saying because I was upset by this
it
too.
It just seems that
but when you do all
smoked.
Of the math on it.
Yeah, but everything
yeah,
is smoked.
It's probably easier and safer for airplanes and people in cars.
There was a mama bear recently they euthanized and it wasn't doing anything. And then now the cubs are no mama. It just seems that every time it's just like the solution is just kill it. Yeah.
Generally, if they're that comfortable around people, it's a danger. There's no like thought in the animal to be like I shouldn't be here, and that's something
yeah, they don't usually but they don't bother people. I know people who
but
like,
that's
been,
not
like,
unique, in unique
front
to Connecticut.
Yard and a bear walked right past them. They don't care about you. They're looking for food.
They want food.
They want your garbage can. They want someone's baking something that smells like something good down the road.
Yeah, but walking through someone's front yard and going through like a busy airport are two very different things for an animal.
Now,
if the moose is not afraid,
which airport was it?
Bradley International.
All right, so it's not that bad. Look, like it's JFK or something.
Yeah, because the people who fly out of Bradley, they don't really count as much as people
save
in New York, like big
moose.
City people.
Save the moose.
I'm with you. I want to save the animals,
save
too.
Save the moose.
You'd be the most fun lawyer to watch, AJ. It's just like, I don't know. Where's the airport? Like,
don't give me no goddamn facts. Save the moose.
Imagine if we did this with people, though. If you just wandered off to somewhere you're not supposed to be, just...
You would have killed me at the car wash.
Don't suggest it. I have a feeling people would agree.
Hats in the way.
Yep.
This guy's going slow in the left lane.
Right.
Justifiable.
Chaz this guy stops in every doorway he walks through.
Hey.
Hey.
You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How about the Black Rock Dam?
The who?
He's still doing top 10.
Black Rock Dam.
He's doing top 10.
Yeah, we stopped the list about a year and a half ago.
No, but...
It is a good place to visit.
Yeah, the most popular places to visit in Connecticut.
For moose?
No.
The most...
Are you stoned?
Am I stoned?
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Okay, that's good.
Close enough.
That's good, right?
All right. Thank you.
Happy Monday, man.
Get back to work, officer.
Hope you're not driving.
Sounds like he's in a car.
It did sound like it. I just said I hope he's not driving.
Are you
car.
By an airport? Are you dressed like a moose?
This lends itself to the argument. Maybe we just kill people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Stunt or stupid?
It's AJ and Pat Oates and the fly swat challenge.
Yes.
You're going to take a fly swatter to the face.
Exactly. The same way the tortilla challenge was done half a year ago. Each contestant has a mouthful of water. Hmm. The object is to smack the person in the face and make them drop their water.
Okay.
So that's the whole point.
Drop the water, either swallowing it or spitting it out.
More like spitting it out, but you can't swallow it either. So it has to stay in your face. So
anywhere on the face is fair game to hit.
No, right in the cheek.
Okay.
No blasting in the eyes. No hitting in the forehead. Just right across the cheek.
Okay.
Is this real rules or rules you're making up now?
I don't care.
I like that. You're honest. All right.
Well, the video that I was sent had the guys getting hit.
Right in the cheek. Right in the cheek.
That seems like it's painful enough.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
Okay. So
you guys both have the same fly swatter or
different
ones?
The exact same one.
Yeah, matching fly swatter.
That's awesome.
$1.49 at Walmart, by the way.
Hell yeah.
These are not easy to find.
Are we going strong hand or what? Weak, or dominant hand or weaker hand?
I think you go with your dominant.
Yeah, because
I would, but I don't know if you wanted to make it.
If I go this way, I'm going to hit Ruth. So I got to go this way. Okay,
you look like you're about to make omelets.
Yes, we're both sous chefs. All right, okay. So we begin by putting water in our mouths.
All right.
And someone's going to do play-by-play.
And this will be the best of three.
Right. Best of three. So,
are we filling our cheeks?
Yeah.
Filling.
I should have said that. All right,
whatever makes you happy.
Filling in our mouth all the way, or...
Yeah, like fill your mouth.
And the water's going in. They're filling their mouths.
Who goes first?
AJ. AJ.
AJ's not going to win with that.
No, you're not going to win with that kind of strength or power.
He's holding his water.
That was a precision slap.
Pat measured it. He took the time. He pulled back. Pat might be losing.
Pat's
going to
lose this too.
Pat's going to win and lose at the same time.
Pat's getting all zen now. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next round. AJ.
Much better.
Pat's got some facial hair, so
yeah, it's a little.
He's
bit
got
of a buffer.
Little bit of a padding. All right, they're both holding their water. Here comes Pat now, approaching AJ's face. It knocked his head to the side. I think he might have whiplash.
I like Pat's surprise. It's not a full windup, right? Like, he's not bringing his arm all the way back. But he's getting good connection. AJ's practicing now with two hands. I don't even know if that's allowed. No, one hand. Okay.
Angry.
All right. AJ's lining up his shot now. AJ doesn't.
He doesn't know.
AJ's using his wrist.
It's all.
He's not
wrist.
Using his full arm.
No, there's no extension.
Yeah, his swing is just with his wrist. So here comes Pat now.
Oh, Ruth, you're in the danger zone. There.
Pat's lining up to his face.
You know what's great? All three shots have hit the exact same place now.
That part of his face must be weakening. It's going to be swollen for weeks.
I don't think that's the water. I think that's his cheek.
All right, AJ's lining up on Pat's face. Telling Pat where to put his head.
That one was good. That one was good.
All right, AJ ditched his water. Pat has a point now.
Point, Pat.
Pat has won a round.
But the good thing is I got it all in the bucket.
I'm so glad I was standing over there.
Yeah, we got wet feet.
Yeah, as we redo the water, it gets warm in there.
Do we switch cheeks for the next round?
I think
I think we do.
I mean, we got to switch places then, right?
Okay.
Because I'm southpaw.
The hardest part is your play-by-play, which is amazing. All the gift you have.
The whole side of his face is red.
Yeah, you're hitting me with a fly swatter.
Is my face red, too?
A little bit.
Okay, cool.
Now, if you switch positions, wouldn't you be in the same situation?
I guess, yeah. Okay, so we got
to switch hands.
How are we going to? Okay.
You switch hands.
Oh. Or you backhand. You backhand.
Backhand?
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
Phil, we're going to hurt each other.
Yeah, really? The guy who's not involved, backhand.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, like in tennis.
All right, in that case, loading up.
We're backhanding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit the other cheek.
AJ, just personal opinion. I think you need to work on your power. Like, you're just using your wrist. Mm. You're not getting a lot of speed in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think he'd kill a fly with it.
No. All right, here we go. It's a fly swatter challenge. Mm-hmm. AJ and Pat have water in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
Smacking each other in the face. Oh.
That was neck. That was on neck.
That was headphone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's saying, hit me again. Mm-hmm. AJ's like, no, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes Pat now.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the other hand
mm-hmm.
to the other cheek.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, that sounded like some shirt there.
That one hurt?
All right. We're looking for pain. We're looking for blood. I want to see some teeth on the ground. Here we go. AJ's lining up to Pat's face.
Left-handed once again.
That is about the most power I think AJ has delivered in this tournament so far. I think he's getting a handle on not a hit, but Pat is holding that wart.
That one was a perfect
AJ's
strike.
Eyeballs went in circular patterns after that hit.
Trying to hold it in.
Hold the water in.
That was a perfect
Stop
connection.
All right. AJ's lining up on Pat.
I'm glad he's laughing.
Oh. All right, he's holding this water. You ever see someone after they've been outside for a while out in the cold? Their face is all red? That's what you guys look like.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Pat is lining up on AJ's face. Oh!
That's got it down now. He's got it down
That's
now.
A good one. He's going to have whiplash from his friggin' head jolting. Okay, all right.
That's two rounds down.
And that's so Pat wins.
Yes, he does. Ow!
Nice job.
Jazz and AJ News.
The best $6 I've spent renting a movie happened over the last week. And I just wanted to have Danny Barker back on just to thank her for making such a great movie.
Yes.
Wow. That the movie's called Follow Her. And it's a movie about an aspiring actress who's struggling.
Yeah.
And she's a live streamer. And she takes an online job and gets trapped in her boss's twisted revenge fantasy.
Yeah.
Really, really something else. Nice job, Danny.
Oh, thanks, guys.
That was great.
I'm glad you liked it, you know? Movie making is so subjective.
It starts with your wacko life of, like, taking on these weird Craigslist jobs.
Yeah.
So this is based on your real life of things that you did. You took weird jobs.
Right.
By the way, since we've talked to you, we created a toe wrestling league.
Yes.
Okay. Just.
Oh, I didn't get the invite.
Oh,
you're in.
Do I do a guest spot? Feel free.
Thank you. I want to be included.
As seen on the screen.
No, but so if you didn't hear the last time we talked to Danny, she was a struggling actress and she would take these Craigslist jobs where she was once tickled for an hour for $50. She was strapped to a bed, tickled for an hour for $50.
Right, but made $50. Yep.
And then another job you took was you stood on a guy's face barefoot for like an hour.
Ow! Ow!
That's what he said.
I mean, not an hour, maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. That seems more reasonable.
Okay, yeah.
An hour is more dramatic, for sure. Yeah, right.
But it was in public. I remember that detail.
Yeah, I was out in the park.
Okay. I've seen worse things at a park.
Yeah, so you took all these weird jobs, and then you decided, well, let me write this into a movie, but we'll have a different kind of ending to it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it was interesting. So the inspiration for the movie was to write it with two characters so we could make it for cheap in one location. And then as I was building out my character's backstory, I remember getting feedback from someone, and they're like, we need more of her. We need to know more of her life. Because originally, she just meets this guy in the park, and we know nothing about her. And so I was like, well, I think I have some stuff for that. That's when I brought in all the Craigslist jobs from Starvival, which is the show that I had done 10 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was important because when you go walking off into the woods with this guy, I'm like, if you didn't explain that she's losing her apartment, she's desperate for money.
Right.
I would have said, I can't buy this.
I was afraid for you.
She's not going to walk into the woods with a stranger right now.
Yeah,
alone.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny. I know people do say that, but I mean, I certainly did things like that, and I know other people do. And people go meet people at their homes all the time, you know, when you think about it, and don't take precautions at all. I would take precautions when I would do the Craigslist jobs because I would bring people with me. So I was definitely careful, more right. careful than the character is in the film. But yeah, having the live streaming show for her definitely gives her an edge to keep up with him and plays into that whole cat and mouse chemistry between them.
Yeah. I'm not going to give anything away because it's one of the things I hate about watching movies is they will let you know who the good person is and who the not so good person is.
Yep.
And so you already know the good person's going to come out on top at the end.
Right. You hope.
This was more gray.
Yeah.
You didn't write any one of these people like this person's 100% bad.
Yeah, no.
And so now we know how this is going to work out.
Right. Right.
I loved it. I loved that you couldn't see what's coming next.
Did not expect the ending at all. Did not expect that.
The ending.
Yep. In the house, no.
Yeah,
didn't see that coming at all.
Definitely a highlight.
Yeah.
It was important to create a good twist because there's so much Hitchcock references in there. And I will say it is it's a big challenge writing a character who is not likable. You know, like she's likable in ways, but there's definitely parts of Jess that we don't like. And so it's a really interesting line to toe with that in mind.
That's what I loved about it, is that you didn't just write her as someone I was rooting to lose.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like wanting to lose or wanting bad things to happen. She's likable, but then you see this person that we all see online, like, hi, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we all hate that person.
Yep.
I think that's what when we get reviews sometimes, we'll get so many good reviews across the board, and then every now and then, we just get people who hate the movie. And I think it's because it stirs things up in them that either they relate to or, you know, can identify in themselves.
They see themselves,
Yeah, they see themselves in her.
You know, when I went into it and knowing that it wasn't like a major picture company behind it, I thought, oh, okay, well, it's going to be one of those movies you watch and you say, oh, well, if they get the right amount of money, they'll remake it and it'll be, you know, top level. Don't touch this.
Yeah, this is quality already.
I think a major movie company would have ruined this
They'll ruin it. Yeah, no, this
They'll
is perfect.
Ruin it. This
Do not
is
touch
perfect
it.
The way it is right
yes,
now.
Yes, absolutely.
There was no stretch of the movie where I was like, yeah, all right, I get it. Now let's move on. Let's edit.
Yep.
You know?
That's really nice to say. And I will do a huge shout out to Sylvia Kaminer for that, for directing it, because she did a terrific job.
It should be in theaters right now. It really should be. This is like
no,
the best
you
movie
could
I've
rent
seen.
It home. It was great. Like, this is a great intimate experience. There's a scene where they're on the bed together playing that game. That was friggin' hot.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot. Then a minute later, you got something completely different going on. It was really great.
Yeah. Very, very well
thank
done.
Thank you.
Very well done. And the acting's fantastic.
Thanks, guys. That means a lot. It really does.
So what are you working on next? Yes. We want to be in it.
Right.
We got this toe wrestling league.
Yeah, are we talking filmmaking here or toe wrestling? Which angle do you want to take?
Which one do you like?
And it's your movie. Yeah. It's the movie's called Follow Her.
Yeah,
and I went to I rented it off of Prime for like $6.
Same here.
Worth every penny.
Yep. Same here.
Thank you. It's even cheaper in Canada. It's only $5 over here.
Yeah, but they're going to drive all the way over there, though. The money and gas.
It's scoring very well. 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know who the 24% is, but those are probably people who just hate everything.
Those are jellies.
Well, you know, it's bouncing every day. Some days it's in the 80s. Some day, like it hasn't been out. Well, it's been out for a week. And a couple days, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely going up and down right now, as there's not that many reviews in yet. I mean, there's a decent amount of reviews considering it's only been out for a week. But, I will say, if you guys have time, please review our movie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
because we could help. Yeah. Right now, you can have an influence on it because it's so early in the... You know,
it's kind of crazy how much of a difference it makes for indie filmmakers because it's it's a tough industry. Yeah. It's rating it and leading reviews.
How much money did the movie cost to make?
You know, I have no problem saying what it is, but I think other people take issue with saying what the budget is. the budgets really? Are. But yeah, it's a whole game you have to play in this industry, or it's like you don't.
I got you. You can't reveal.
What? No.
You
so can we talk about why that is? Is it because you want to make more money than what the movie costs? And so if you put the number out there.
Kind of. Yeah. It almost gets a little political. It's like we're still trying to sell the movie. So even though it's out on video on demand, a streamer could still pick it up. And so within that, you're being offered a deal. And you don't want to base that deal exactly on what the budget was necessarily.
Gotcha.
It's more about the value of the film. Because indie filmmaking is so interesting. I mean, I will say our budget was under $1 million.
Wow.
And
wow.
Easily could have been a $4 or $5 million feature and had the same quality. So we stretched our money as far as it possibly could go to make it really high budget so that it could look like a $3 million movie.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'm really impressed.
And whose kitty was that?
So that was actually Sylvia. That's the director's cat.
Okay. So I was worried about, I was worried about the kitty too.
as you should be.
I don't want to give anything away, and I won't.
No.
But that the end, you think, oh, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Nope.
Then there's even more.
It keeps going. It keeps going. I think there's room for a sequel.
I mean, you left it like that. You definitely left
it
like that.
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to do a sequel or make it into a series. There's just so much content within this world, especially when you get into the hidden cameras and Craigslist jobs.
Yeah.
So I would love to create a series out of this film.
Danny Barker's on, writer, producer, actress. The movie's called Follow Her. You should watch it.
You definitely got to check it out.
It's fun. You know what? I don't want to build it up to the point where you watch it, you think you're going to watch The Godfather, and then, you know, but it is a good movie.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's a very, very good movie.
You'll enjoy
like it.
Yep.
Let's go for the ride.
Yeah, go for the ride. I didn't recognize any of those actors.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Cook, I mean, man, he's a killer actor. He's done a lot of stuff. But this is definitely a great role for him. I mean, he auditioned for the part just like everybody else, and we just knew from the first audition tape that he's like, this is the guy. Like, this is him through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Really, really impressive.
Yep, very.
Really impressive.
Thank you, guys.
I was so mad at your dad.
Really. Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, I hope it inspires you to get out there and find some people out in the park to stand on their face.
Well, we're kind of doing something weird tomorrow. Yeah, you know, we have a toe wrestling thing.
But maybe Thursday.
Thursday.
Maybe Thursday, yeah.
Well, keep us posted the next time you make a movie. We are into it.
Yep.
We're big fans.
Yeah, we're trying to push one into production this year, so I definitely will.
Awesome.
And we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yep. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate you watching.
All right, and we're linked up on the radio station website to the movie. Follow her. Danny Barker, writer, producer, actress. Thank you. The last time we spoke to her, did she have an accent?
Not that I remember.
No?
No.
Oh.
It came in and out a little bit. I know some people from Canada that kind of comes in and out like that. So
no, I thought she had an English accent the last time we spoke to her.
No.
In the movie, she does.
She has an accent.
She has a fake accent
for one of her characters.
So this is the girl who's the social media content person. That's who I was just talking to.
Yes,
but she's also the writer.
Also the writer.
Wow, talented.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.